Blog Talk Radio.
I really, you know, I have to let the audience know that,
You know, this is such a powerful team. I mean, this ministry, God truly has blessed these two people. Everything they do is to the glory and honor of God. They are what you call sold out for Jesus Christ. I just want to, you know, get right into the program. Usually we take a break, but if y'all don't mind, I don't want to take a break today. Would that be okay with y'all?
That's fine with us.
Amen. Amen.
We have about 25 minutes, and I want you all to get in all the meat that God has given y'all to feed his people today.
Praise
so
God.
First,
yes,
I'd just like to ask, and I know you all, you've written several books as a best-selling author, and you've also won numerous awards for your poetry. And can you just share briefly with the audience about the awards that you have won? I know you all want to talk about I want you all to talk about the book as well as the upcoming movie. But just to give them a little hint of what you have done for the Lord.
Okay, well, I have won numerous awards, including the National Shakespeare Trophy of Excellence Award, the National Editor's Choice Award, the National Poetic Excellence Award, and I also have 5 books for my credit. I started writing poetry, so, you know, I started with After the Storm is Over, then I went to The Dawn of a New Day, and then there was one with God, Changes of the Mind, Thoughts with Sober Conclusions. You know, I look at the first three as my trilogy, because after your storm is over, you're going to be blessed with the dawn of a new day as
Amen.
You grow.
Amen. You
to
just
be one
answered my next question. Go
Amen.
On. Amen.
Amen. But first, you must have a change of the mind, thoughts with sober conclusions. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen.
Ooh.
Yes.
To God be the glory. Well, I tell you what, this one book in particular, your first novel, From Hell to Salvation, One Girl's Journey. And I just would like to find out just a little bit about, you know, what is From Hell to Salvation, One Girl's Journey? What type of book is it? Is this like a biographical, autobiographical book or what?
This book is my life story. Let me just share a little bit with you. I've been going through a lot of storms. I guess, you know, sometimes, you know, life, I don't know, but I fell down the steps. I hurt my back. I was going through chemo. But at a certain point, I was going through my second stage of chemo. And God put in my heart to tell my story because, like, I like others. I have a past, and I wasn't born saved. And I used to, you know, God, I was out there. I took myself down those spiral steps to hell. And you know, it took by the grace of God that he pulled me out. And so when I was going through my second term of chemo, God put in my heart to tell my story. And I'm wondering, oh, my Lord, how can I remember all that and write I'm a poet. I'm not a novelist. You know, I was just talking to the Father, and he said, it's not you doing this. It's not you, it's me. And so, and here I am, I'm on all this medication, but, you know, by the grace of God, I would wake up at night and see my husband standing over me, and he would say, oh, my God, you look so great. But what I would do, I would get up during the night and go to my office and go to the computer and write.
Yeah.
And then I'll creep back to the bed. And what it was that I had a growth, but it wasn't malignant, but it was that kind of growth in my head that it would either paralyze me, give me a stroke, or I would go blind if it didn't go away. And they was using chemo to shrink it. But the first time it shrunk, but it came back. But my sister, the second time, praise God, when he gave me the vision to write this book, and I believe it or not, when I finished that book, I went to the doctor. There was no sign of nothing. Oh, praise God.
But I'm going to jump in there for real quick,
Yeah, because what led actually led to the
Bible.
Because
I know you've got something in here.
Yeah. What
I know you've got a huge part in here.
Well, it's a huge part, but I've actually kind of, you know, always played behind the scenes, and because God calls us to serve. Most people want to get out and lead, but they don't. We are called to serve. And
serve.
Wherever he places us to serve, we must, you know, serve. And that's how the spirit that this my wife's book was written in. She talked about all the things that she was going through. But in the midst of this, God called her to serve. He called her to write this book to show people that in the midst of all of their storms, he is there. And he will never forsake them, and he will lead them out.
Amen.
And that was the genesis of the book. And also, we're called to the millennials, to a lot of people who never stepped foot in the church, people who have are still in the midst of all of their struggles. And that's what this book speaks to. There's a lot of things that people believe that. If you come up in a good family, a Christian family, all of that, that you're not going to face all these bad things. Well, you do face these things. And my wife wanted to tell her story of, you know, going through, you know, a terrible first marriage, going through, you know, the struggles with drugs. And we found out that there are a lot of children that this book has helped, because it allows them not to have to go through that. It creates a place where parents can speak to these to their children.
Amen.
You know, because most people don't want to talk about these types of things. I'll never forget one thing.
That's right.
In
that's
our
exactly
church,
right.
And that's the problem in not wanting to talk. But one of the things after she wrote the book, and I think she had done a reading somewhere out of part of the book, and one of the ladies from our church came up and she grabbed her by the side and she said, "Your book changed me." She said, "I have a daughter who's going through a son who's going through these exact same things, and everybody's been telling me to take my hands off. I'm in the church to let them go, but your book taught me that God is still there and that I cannot take my hands off of my son." So that's the type of conversation, the type of things that you know, she wants this book to create those venues, to have those conversations, to show that, you know, God is there. And if we look back over, and as she was going through these very tough times that she talked about, because I personally did not know whether she was going to live or die. I was just going through an awful lot of prayer.
Yeah.
But looking back through her life, through that difficult time, she realized that God had left breadcrumbs for her to follow all through the way.
Yes.
And that's what this book is about. And that's the genesis of this book.
Amen.
And, you know, I love about this title is From Hell to Salvation. And, you know, it's what you were saying. I grew up in a Christian home myself, and my mother was a devout Christian woman. But one day I told my husband yesterday, she said to me, she said, "Desiree," she knew she was going to be leaving, going on home, and I couldn't understand the courage that she had at that time. I said, "Oh, Mama, aren't you afraid? The doctor said you died." But she said, "Girl, let me tell you something. My time is up. I fought a good fight and kept the faith." She said,
"Praise
I got to
go
home and get my prize now, my crown."
Praise God.
She said, "But let me tell you
Amen.
Something." She said, "You cannot make it on my skirt tails. One day you got to stand before him and you got to give account." She said, "He'll
Amen.
Call you to do things. And what you went through, my beloved sister, is a fire." And my mother told me, she said, "Time's going to get hard for you. I didn't know that." She says, "A path you're going to have to walk." She said, "But don't give up, because he's a friend who's sticking closer than a brother." She said, "When your mother and your father forsake you, then the Lord will take you up." And I didn't want to hear that. I said, "Oh, no, I don't want him to take you. I want you to be here." She said, "Baby, I can't do it. This Jesus, who I've told you about, No matter if you're walking on a street with a penny in your pocket, lift up your eyes unto the hills when it's coming to help. Your help coming to
Lord.
Well, let me tell you something.
Yes.
I never dreamed, because I had been to charm and etiquette school. I had been a fashion model when she was alive. Little did I know I would become a pregnant, unwed teen. I would end up an alcoholic, and I would end up homeless on the street, knocking on doors, places to stay somewhere. And I didn't even have that penny in my pocket. So I tell you what, we have to go through the storm. You said after the storm over, the dawn of a
Lord.
New day. That is so true. This book that he gave you to write, from hell to salvation, you went through hell. You have a testimony.
Yes, Lord.
I got to get this little thing in. This is a little hymn that I used to sing to my great nephew. Say, when I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. I've got a testimony. Say, when I look back over my life, you got a testimony,
yes,
sis.
Yes,
and I
Lord.
Tell you what, Minister Heck, I was reading your testimony, and before this is over with, you're going to have to tell them a little bit about your grandfather. So blessed.
Amen.
But we just want to get into that, the movie. Now, you have an upcoming movie. This book, and I want everybody to know, was so good. This woman went through so much. She went through the fire,
mm-hmm.
but she's come out as
yes,
pure
yes.
gold, because this best-selling novel, autobiographical novel, has not only become a bestseller, but has been made into a movie, and they can see a part of this movie on the website, which is it a www.robertaheckministries.org.
Okay, I let
yes,
my husband
yes.
explain
you,
it.
You
it's,
can,
a,
you can,
it's a project. This. Go ahead, Roger.
Yeah, yep, you can it. You can see the movie out there, and what
it's
it is
trailer
is.
Trailer.
We haven't actually made the movie yet. We started this journey. We produced the trailer for the movie. We've gotten it out to, because a movie is a huge project.
So that's
project.
The movie
this,
trailer.
This, that's the movie trailer. The whole to actually do the movie, you're talking you know, at least $1 million investment here. So it's going to be
it's
on the same line of.
I want you all to tell them.
Yep. Yep. Oh. Yep, of war room and
you
all of that.
You have a fundraising
so,
goal right now.
Well, we actually are raising funds for it. We're actually also partnering with partners. We're locking up distribution. We've just talked through to an anchor partner now that is really, really interested in taking this thing forward. It's a major Christian organization. And one of the things that they really like about this whole movie project is the fact that it's telling the truth. They say so many projects now come out and they just gloss things over. They don't let you see all the problems that you're going to go through. They let you know that God rescues you, but you don't really get enough to understand what he actually rescued you from. You know,
that's
and
right.
this is what, and this is
no,
what
you
this,
can't pretty up the gospel of truth. You know, that's the God. What she's gone through is the gospel. What Jesus Christ has sent, left with us to carry on. So we have to be able to tell the truth. Let people know what all you have gone through. It you can't gloss it over like you were saying.
That's exactly right. And that's one of the issues even with we see so many kids now leaving the church, not coming back because we haven't been telling the truth, right? And it's not that they're not spiritual and all these different things. It's just that, you know, they haven't told the truth. When people ask me, why do you follow Jesus? I have but one thing. I'll tell you why I followed him. Because he saved me. He saved me. And I mean, not, it saved me. He found me. He reached into my situation, and he pulled me out, and he saved me. And because of that, I will follow him to the end, and I have had a change of the mind. And that's what you have to have. And we need to be able to tell our testimony of what he saved us from. Then we need to be able to provide good biblical instruction so that they can be
saved
also.
Amen.
And I just want to interject on this one thing.
That's a compelling story.
The gentleman that Rod was talking about, that we was just investing in the movie. Well, he's thinking of it. He's seriously thinking of it. He said that one thing that he likes about most books, that well, at least my story, he wants the true grit. He don't want to leave none of it out. He want people to see that we don't just get off drugs and, you know, God just pull us out. We go through something. We can't.
Amen.
Just, you know,
Amen.
Say, pray to God and you'll come up. You're all right. No, you go
you
through
know,
something. You
Amen.
Fall two or three
you
times.
Know,
see,
I,
you
I
got to get yourself
husband,
up. You got.
Amen.
Go ahead.
When my husband met me, you know, he met that polished up, you know, what God had been working on for many, many years, you know, molding
Amen.
And shaping me and me going through things.
That's what
so
it takes.
He met that woman. I said, but see, had you met me, okay, twofold thing times, had he met me, he probably wouldn't have believed it, but when I was that snooty, stuck-up model, went to Charming Etiquette School, thought the world was my oyster, and I was just, you know,
Amen.
Just sitting high on a hog, everything, okay. I said, you wouldn't want to have nothing to do with me then, because my mother tried to tell me about Jesus, but I didn't want this. I was puffed up with pride at that time. But then the Lord took and knocked me off that pedestal
down
I was on.
And humbled
And when
you.
I
yes.
ended up, like I said earlier, on the street, an alcoholic for years and everything, hey, I tell you what, I like, you know, like your husband or Minister Roderick was saying, you know, he found you. He found me. He saw at the lowest point in my life, this is what he does. You got to go through the storm. But when you come out, you said it, the dawn of a new day. And when my husband
Amen.
Let me, that's the dawn of a new day. But I tell you what. I tell him, I said, look, I said, God is just amazing, the woman that he transformed me into, because it was nobody but Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Nobody.
And I listened to your story, and it is so much like mine. You know, I'm the youngest out of 10. I got everything I want. I had four cars before I turned 18. My mother said, this is one that's going to college. This year, and nothing, nobody on the street.
All
said,
the
that was, that
oh,
was
yeah,
so,
I was going to be an attorney and then a U.S. senator.
and if I had stayed, if I just listened, you know, to my mother, I just listened. But, you know, God always see you.
He had
that,
a plan.
That too much pride, and you think you're smelling yourself, and you know, you look down your nose at everybody, but then
that's
see,
what I was
so that log and make it trip, especially
that's
if
why we have this
he's
kinship here. Well, you know, you and I have this little kinship going here because that's how
yes,
I was.
Yes, we do. Yes,
mm-hmm.
we do.
I told my husband, I said, you wouldn't believe how I was.
But we all can understand now when we listen to the story of the prodigal son, we're all the prodigals.
Yes.
We've all turned our
Amen.
Back and said to our father, give me my inheritance now. We've
yes.
gone out in the world, squandered it,
Papa.
And he still accepted us back.
But my sister did that right. Let me tell you what God sent me this man. God sent me this man
Amen.
Because I told God, if there's anybody out there for me, if there's any help for me, Lord, I'm not looking for it. Do you know that my husband, he was my knight in shining armor.
And that's when they
me,
show,
and God sent me to
up.
Pull me from the pits of hell, and he saw the situation.
Oh, God,
and you know,
so
he told
good.
Me, come with me if you want to live. And what he meant that day, you know, with the person, type of person I was, I don't even know why I went with him. I had, you know, I don't understand.
Oh,
people tell me,
God's
you don't know this man.
Plan.
You pulling up roots going, ooh, I'm glad I trusted Jesus.
Yes. You know, I was told that one morning by the Lord to leave my home, another state, and move to Atlanta. And he said, this is where your blessing's going to be. And I remember my pastor back then said, I don't care. If it's 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, it might be 20 years. And I remember thinking, my Lord, I'm at the altar, and I'm thinking, my Lord, I don't want it to wait that long, you know. And you know what? I'm like, I don't want to be old, but you know what? At 50 years old, having made all the mistakes before, haven't been married before, but I wasn't saved. But
Amen.
When God sent me up here, I did not know that I would be 50 years old when he would give me that mate. I just thought it was over with for me. I stopped thinking about a husband, a man. I just said, Lord Jesus, I'm just going to be you going to be my husband, Jesus. I'm just turning everything
Amen.
Over to you.
Amen.
I'm not looking. And that's when Amen. I met my husband.
Hallelujah. But you know one thing, God restores. He restores. He takes
yes.
back everything that the devil tried to take from you
that's
all that,
right.
that time. And God has restored it all back to me, my sister. I just thank God.
Yes.
I have a birthday coming up the 13th Thursday.
Yes.
And I'm tell you, my sister, I look at some of the people I went to school with.
Yes,
and
I
think about
some
what
are
I went
gone
through,
now.
And I could say, my.
We are so
yes,
blessed.
But don't we serve?
So
don't we serve a wonderful God who says,
Hallelujah.
"Listen,
yes.
if you will,
that
if you will put your focus on me,
yes,
and you will do the things that I ask you to do,
Hallelujah.
I will give you." Everything. And everything doesn't mean that I'm
going
to give
that,
you the world and
yeah.
I'm going to give you all this money,
right.
but I will give you peace beyond understanding.
Yes.
And that's
Woo,
really what
glory.
We're looking for.
And
Hallelujah.
The strength and the time to do his
yes.
his work. That what he has
Lord
to do
Jesus.
For you, he
Thank
went
you.
Through it. You went through it because he had something for you to do. He knew that you
yes.
would tell your story. God know what
yes.
you will do. That's why he don't put it on anybody. This preacher woman told me one time, she said, she was talking to her pastor. She said, Lord, I just don't know why I went through the things or took myself down the places I did, but I survived. He said, well, that's why God
yes.
let you go. He said, because everybody can't make that road. He said, you will be strong enough to come through and tell your story.
Without a test, there is no testimony. You have
Hallelujah.
To go through something. And I'm going to tell you something about Minister and Mrs. Heck, is that, you know, people look at you and they see your glory, but they don't know your story. They see the glory of
That's
the Lord
come.
Upon
Amen.
Your life,
Ooh,
but they don't know your story. And let me tell you something.
Yes.
Oftentimes, because I know when I've gotten up, when I preach, you know, evangelize and go preach, people, I can see sometimes the expressions, you know, when you're first ministering and all, and it's sounding like, okay, who is she to sound like she preaching
yes.
to me? And then when
uh-huh.
I begin to tell them my life story, all that
yes.
I went through,
Ooh,
and I say,
yes.
I know you're sitting there thinking, who is she? But I said, you're looking at a woman who was in a deep depression. I went anorexic.
Yes,
I said, alcoholic, sloppy, drunk. I said, and then what was the worst thing, it was where you couldn't tell that I was an alcoholic. I remember a girl told me that. She said, girl, you could pass real good. I said, what did you say? Okay, nobody could tell
Amen.
You were an alcoholic. You look all classy and everything. Lord, Satan was lying. I would tell anybody out there. He would lie to you. He gave me jobs.
Yes,
and knowing that I'm not going to go in a barroom now. See, I still had a bit of that puffed up pride in me. So he
yes,
knew I wouldn't
yes.
go to some cheap barroom. So what he did is set me up. Oh, you beautiful. You could be a model in fancy hotels, them beautiful, richest hotels, and in a bars that look fancy. And I'm like, oh, well, ain't nothing wrong with this. Next thing you know, I'm fixing drinks for people that walk up,
mm-hmm.
and then everything I fix for them, I will make one for me and stick them to the bar. So he had a grip on my life. But the yes. grace of Almighty God reached down, like Minister Heck said, he found me, he pulled me up out the muck and the mire. And so I will follow him wherever he leads me.
Yep, and
I just want to say before
okay,
we run out of time.
I'm sorry, I
just
hit
want,
the wrong button here. But we all
okay.
have this. Yeah, I'm sorry. We all have the same story. I was listening to the testimony, and your testimony is our testimony. It's all of our testimony, and,
yes.
and we can all say one thing in the midst of that. But God.
Amen.
But
Amen.
God.
Amen.
And that's the way, because once we've been introduced, I would tell, once my children became of age, I looked at them and I said, now that you have become of age and you're old enough, you know now that I didn't create you, that there is a God.
I tell you what, God is truly amazing. I had a daughter I hadn't heard from in 3.5 years, but I kept praying and kept praying. And her heart seems hardened, but a minister friend of mine said, ask God to take out the heart of son and give her a heart of flesh and stand in the gap for her. And that lady told me that years ago, and I kept praying. I get on my prayer pallet. You know, the devil is a liar. He's such a liar. I love when you said that lady said, you know, God said, no, don't let him go. Don't let your son go. And, you know, the enemy would try to come to me and tell me, let her go. Let her go.
Yes.
Okay, she's done with,
that's
you know,
right.
He got that little weird voice. That's how you know it's not God, because the Lord's voice is sweet,
Amen.
Calm, and soothing, a peaceful voice. But it's an agitated voice when Satan comes in, let her go. She don't need you no more. She don't want you. Remember how she treated you when she last saw you? She hates you. And I would just say, devil, get behind me, you're a liar, because my daughter's coming home. Well, in July, on my birthday, he'll knock on my door after almost 4 years. Not only did she come, but brought my grandson with her. Visited me. And God, you know, God has now blessed her to have a fellowship in Baltimore, Maryland, at a fellowship university for a PhD.
God be the glory.
And
Amen.
She told me she had ended up homeless on the street. I said, baby, that's what your mother ended up as. So she said she want now peace. So I prayed for God to give her peace which passed all understanding.
Hallelujah.
So amazing. God, use your minister, heck, because that's when you said that, I thought about what my daughter asked for, peace. She didn't ask for money. And by the way, she used to be really hungry after money, but now her focus is on the elderly. All she wants to do is serve the elderly people. So her PhD research is on geriatrics. She just want to work for the Lord, helping those that can't help themselves. So God is amazing.
Yes, he is.
We are not going to give up on our children. But I want to ask our time's running out now, but how can someone contribute to this movie that is coming out?
All they have to do is just go out to
I'm not the best on all these phones here.
Welcome to the club. Remember the rotaries?
So here's what they have to do is to go out to www.robertaheckministries.org. That's robertaheckministries.org. And on that page, it'll pop up our ministry. It'll let you know everything that we're doing. And they can click on From Hell to Salvation, the movie, Fund Me. And there's a page right there for them to actually make contributions. Because one of the things you always hear, and I hear it all the time, people say, you know, the gospel is free. And the gospel is free, but getting it to you is not. And that's the part, and that's the part that we all need help with, is getting it to you.
Well, I mean, Jesus said that, you know, Paul, wherever Paul and him went, they had to, he said, a servant is worthy of his hire. So they needed the ministries to be funded. They needed things, you know, the money, you have to use the money, okay? God is in the plan, so he will provide the ways and the means for you. And, you know, our hope is that people will hear what the word is saying to them and be obedient to the voice of God. Give and it shall be given to you, pressed down, shaken together, running over.
Ooh, hallelujah.
For men give unto
that's
your bosom. So God bless you. Minister. Heck, it's been a joy and an honor. My dear, sweet sister, Roberta M. Heck,
yes,
it's always a pleasure talking with you.
Always,
and I tell
sister.
You what, I look forward. I told my husband today, we've got to get with these people, these powerful men and women of God. We've never
yes,
been in person,
do.
But I look forward to it. And my expectation
well, you know,
is we
well,
will
you know, we
sometime
got a conference coming
here.
Up.
Yep.
Yes, well, you know, we got a conference
when
coming
is
up.
The, conference?
It's May 20th. Enduring Power Faith, our Enduring Power annual Enduring
yeah.
Power
so
Faith conference.
I think it's the third or fourth week in May, but you'll see some stuff coming out on it. We'll put it out on our website.
You will be invited.
Yeah.
Amen. All right, now, May 20th.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, May 20th, 2017. I'm writing this in my calendar, okay?
Okay,
and I, look
and I
to
will.
Hearing back
I'm sending. I'm sending you a special invitation.
Well, I appreciate that, and I told my husband, I said, you know, we've got to do this. I'm just so blessed. You all are such a blessing. We love
Thank
you.
Thank you so much.
And we
Thank
look
you.
Forward to meeting you in person. I'm telling you,
yes,
we're going to
yes.
have a good time in the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
Well, all right. Well, we're going to sign off now. And we
thank
just
you
want
so much for having
me. Oh, well, it's been my pleasure. God bless you.
God
Amen.
Bless you. Amen.
For all the things that you've done for me.